community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, I've got David Ayland from Essex and Suffolk Water. Afternoon, David.
Hello, Mike.
How are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yeah.
Quite a nice... we haven't had any rain yet, so...
No, not yet.
Now, notoriously, every time it rains, everybody goes, oh, it's raining again. Always, always, always raining. And when you first came into the studio, you hit me with a statistic that I was actually quite shocked about within Essex.
Yes, yes. Not a lot of people realise, but Essex is one of the driest counties in the UK. In fact, we get about half the average rainfall for the UK as a whole. And the rainfall in a typical year is similar to that you would expect in somewhere like Tel Aviv in Israel.
Now, that's actually quite... almost so shocking, it's almost disturbing, to be honest with you.
It is. But that's the truth.
It shows you how the public, myself included, concentrate on the negative rather than the positive, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... because it always seems to be raining.
And the other thing people talk about is the risk of hosepipe bans.
Yeah.
Well, I can absolutely guarantee everybody in Essex that this year there will not be a hosepipe ban. And one of the reasons for that is that we recognise that the long-term focus on water efficiency is the way to conserve the amount of water that we have in this region.
Yeah.
So there's enough to go around for everybody.
Now, we've joined forces with you, and on our website, we've given everybody a click through to your site. The title on our website says Save Money, Save Water, Save Money, which is quite true, because most people are metered on their water supplies now, myself included.
Yes.
So every litre you can save, it's only a small amount of money, but it is money saved.
Absolutely.
Now, you're offering these free... and I can't believe you're doing it for free, but you're offering these free kits that will save a huge amount of water in the long run.
Yes, if you go onto our website and you click on water saving, you can actually select a range of water saving products, both in the home and in the garden. And I brought a selection of them into the studio to show you this afternoon.
Okay, and these will be in the free kit, will they?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
So these are free to anybody in Essex to apply for online.
Yeah.
We've got a trigger gun for your hose pipe.
Now, how does that save water? Because it's obviously it just lets the water through. It just squirts it or puts it in a nice shower. But
absolutely. Well, there's two ways this helps save water. There's six separate settings, so you can choose the appropriate spray for your garden or your baskets or your tubs or whatever.
Yeah.
But more importantly, as you're moving around the garden from area to area, you're shutting the water off.
Right, gotcha. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That make as opposed to having a hose pipe where you put your thumb over the end and it's still running.
Exactly, that's right. The other thing we've got are these water-saving crystals. Now, these are to be mixed in with your compost when you're potting up your baskets and your tubs.
Oh, right, so you mix it with the earth itself.
That's right.
Right.
And these crystals expand over 400 times. They absorb the water and they release it throughout the summer as the plants need it.
That's really clever. Can I have a quick look? That's really, really clever.
And that cuts down the amount of water your tub would otherwise need by about 75%.
It doesn't, when you mix it with the earth, it doesn't, you water and it goes... throws your plants out.
not quite, no. But it does expand. It expands about four times in size. The other thing we've got here is a little probe that you can stick into your pot plants or your tubs, and it's very clever. It changes colour. So if it's blue, it means there's plenty of water in the soil to keep the plants happy, and if it turns red, it means it needs a drink.
Now, that's really clever, because I'm always over-watering stuff.
Yeah.
You know what happens. You pour it in the top, don't you? And in the little tray, you've got it, and all overflows, and they notoriously used to say, don't put plants on top of the television.
Absolutely, that's right.
Because it's for each reason.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's. I'll put my hands up. I could use that. Very, very. And what's the other thing?
And the final thing I've brought in is a sow pot, and basically... this is a little tub that you can put wild flowers in on your windowsill. So it's got a special water absorbent core to it, and it's for people that want to have some flowers but don't have a garden.
That's really nifty. And I can't get over this. You're offering all this free.
Yeah, this is absolutely free. You can choose whichever items that you want on the website. Just a couple of clicks, and we'll put it in the post to you. But we're also doing another exercise in the Billericay area, and this is an extension to some pilot work that we did in Basildon and Benfleet.
Mm-hmm.
We are offering free water-saving audits. So the idea is that we're going to be writing to all of our customers in the Billericay area, offering these audits. And what we're hoping is that people will take up the offer because we're offering up to £200 worth of free water-saving devices as part of this project. And it's our aim, working with the customers in Billericay, to make Billericay the most water-efficient town in the UK.
Really? Now, that's really, really good. So you're sending a bod. Some bloke goes around and knows what he's talking about and goes, right, put one of these on there.
Absolutely, that's right. And it's
that's really good.
Yep. And for the gardeners, we're also offering free water butts as part of this project.
Now, a water butt, I moved to Brentwood from another area 2 years ago, and it's 2 years at the end of this month. And I, the first thing I'd done when I moved in, I conducted a little survey, if you want. I spent £45 and I had a small shed in my garden, which was 4 foot wide by 2 foot deep. And I put a tiny little guttering across the back of the shed because it was a slanted roof, and into a tiny little water butt. It's only a small one, 100 litres or something like that it holds, only a small one. It's full, and it filled up really, really quickly from this silly little 4 foot by 2 foot shed roof. So then I'm thinking, well, if I've done that from that, how much am I wasting from my roof? And it's a shocking amount of water you accumulate from nowhere.
Yeah, and of course, it's after that initial outlay, it's all absolutely free there.
That's right.
On after, isn't it?
Well, it's earning its own money because you're not spending water out the tap by watering anything in the garden.
Yeah, and the other thing to remember, of course, is a number of plants actually prefer rainwater. So certainly the acid-loving plants like rhododendrons and azaleas, those kind of things, they would much prefer water from a water butt than they would from the tap.
Well, it just when I moved in, it just struck me, why are we pouring good water, clean water, out of the tap in the garden? You're almost pouring money down the drain. I know it's a very small amount of money, but over the long term, it does add up.
Well, in the longer term, the UK's probably got a lot of catching up to do, but certainly in hot countries like Australia, it's a planning consent requirement that properties have underground tanks to collect that rainwater to use for irrigation purposes.
Oh, really? It's actually a requirement of
It's a legal requirement, yeah.
I don't know why they don't do something like that over here. You know, even if you was to just, you can't sell your house until you put a water butt in, it's just a silly little thing like that. Everybody would end up having one.
Well, if you live in Billericay, you can get one for free. Anywhere else in Essex, you can apply again online for a subsidised water butt on our website.
Well, David, this is absolutely fantastic. Can you give me the website address again?
Absolutely. It's www.es@echosierrawater.co.uk.
If you can't remember that, we've actually written it down on our website. Go to phoenixfm.com and have a look on the front page. You've got to scroll down to the bottom, though. It says save water, save money. It's a big blue banner that we've got there. It makes sense to do all this, David, because it's saving money in the long term and there's no cost outlay. It's just, well, personally, I think only an idiot wouldn't take you up on your offer, to be honest.
Well, the last thing we want is to impose a hose pipe ban. It's bad for business, it's bad for our customers. So anything that we can do to promote water efficiency, we think is a good thing to do in the long run.
Fantastic. David, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
It's been a pleasure.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.